Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, July 30th, 2019. I'm Sarah Lane. Capital One announced that a hacker had accessed about 100 million credit card applications, some of which included Social Security and bank account numbers. Court records show that the FBI arrested Paige Thompson, who previously worked for Amazon, and charged her with computer fraud and abuse. Capital One said that the hack will cost the company between $100 and $150 million in the near term, but says no credit card numbers or login credentials were compromised, and most Social Security numbers weren't affected. Google posted details about its upcoming Pixel 4 phone's top bezel. The bezel includes Soli, which it says powers motion sense, allowing for gesture controls without touch. Google's advanced technology and projects team developed Soli, which works with radar. Motion sense will be available in select countries, likely because it works in the 57 to 64 gigahertz frequency band, which Ars Technica points out in the U.S. requires a special dispensation to lift power limitations on those bands. Along with Soli and a selfie cam are two face unlock cameras using infrared and dot projection, similar to Apple's Face ID. Google says that Soli lets the phone unlock as you're picking it up. Facial data never leaves the phone and isn't shared with other Google services. Same goes for Soli. And now for some earnings news. Huawei reported a 23.2% year-over-year increase in revenue for the first half of 2019 and said it shipped 118 million smartphone units for the same period, a 24% jump compared to the same period last year. Total revenue hit 401.3 billion won, or about $58.26 billion. And in a press release, Huawei said that its operations are smooth and that the organization is as sound as ever. In China specifically, Huawei held a 38.2% market share in the quarter ending in June, and 64% of smartphones that Huawei shipped for the quarter were in China, according to a report from research firm Canalys. In Sony's latest earnings report, the company said it sold 100 million PlayStation 4 units, which makes it the fastest-selling console to hit that number. Sony says it sold 3.2 million PS4s between March 31st and June 30th, after announcing that 96.8 million units had sold in the previous quarter, so it got to that 100 million figure 2 months quicker than Nintendo's Wii. Sony's smartphone revenue dropped by 15% over last quarter, though, which is also less than half of the number of smartphones it sold in the same period last year, just 900,000 in total. It's a similar smartphone story with LG. The company saw record second quarter and first half revenues and operating profit of $559.1 million thanks to strong home appliance sales, but its mobile communications division saw sales of $1.38 billion, a 21.3% drop compared with the same period last year, although an increase of 6.8% over the previous quarter. LG pointed to lagging demand across the whole sector and, quote, continued aggressive pricing by Chinese brands. Nintendo announced that as of the end of June of 2019, it sold 36.67 million Switch units worldwide, with Super Mario Maker 2 selling 2.42 million units in just 3 days. Nintendo Switch sold 2.13 million units in the past quarter alone, which is a 13.2% increase over the same period last year. Operating profit for the period dropped 10.2% year over year at 27.4 billion yen, or about 252 million US dollars, although net sales were up 2.14% at 172.1 billion yen. The New York Times reports that Uber laid off about one-third of its marketing department across 75 global offices, which amounts to about 400 people, in order to cut costs and streamline operations following its May IPO, which saw first-quarter losses of $1 billion. CEO Dara Khosrowshahi wrote in an email to employees that was shared with TechCrunch that many of Uber's departments are, quote, too big, which creates overlapping work, makes for unclear decision owners, and can lead to mediocre results. And finally, the Fortnite World Cup Finals has a $3 million champion. 16-year-old Kyle Giersdorf, screen name Booga. The event drew 2 million concurrent live streams on Twitch and on YouTube, and thousands of fans actually came to the event live at Arthur Ashe Stadium in Queens, New York. In the pairs competition, European duo Emil Bergqvist-Pedersen, or Nifrox, and David Wang, or Aqua, clinched the $3 million grand prize. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find the show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.